Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies were called out to Bryceland Road in Redway last night, and when they arrived on scene, they saw a 19-year-old naked woman walking down the middle of the road while being followed by family members who were trying to stop and help her. When the deputies got out of their patrol car, the woman climbed onto the railing of the Redway Bridge and then down onto the outside ledge and continued walking. Deputy Brian Waxler spoke with the woman and was able to get within 10 feet or so when he saw her begin to slip off the ledge. The ledge is more than 150 feet above the river, and as the woman lost her balance, Waxler was able to grab her right wrist and pull her to safety. The woman was then taken to the hospital for treatment. The Eureka Police Department has opened a homicide investigation and is looking into how a man found dead at his apartment on G Street over the weekend died. The coroner's office has provided an ID for the victim, 52-year-old Charles Froyen, who was found dead inside his apartment by a neighbor. Eureka Police reported that Froyen showed signs of injuries on his body that were not self-inflicted. Neighbors have already been interviewed, and anyone with information about his death or how he died is asked to contact Detective Todd Wilcox at the Eureka Police Department. Eureka Police, Humboldt Bay Fire, and PG&E crews responded to Union Street in Eureka this afternoon after a report from a construction crew that they had severed a 1-inch gas line. Union Street between Carson and West Henderson was closed down, and homes in the immediate area were evacuated. The gas to the line was shut off at about 1 o'clock, and the construction crew set to work to repair the broken line. So be prepared for traffic slowdowns and lane closures while driving through the area. The chambers at this morning's Board of Supervisors meeting were filled with people waiting for their chance to wish retiring Supervisor Jimmy Smith well. Today was Smith's final meeting as a member of the board. He retires on August 3rd, and the next regularly scheduled board meeting is not until mid-August. By that time, Supervisor-elect Rex Bone will have taken over for Smith, who is retiring early due to his battle with cancer. Dozens of speakers lined up for their turn at the microphone to thank and honor Smith for his service, and tears and laughter soon flowed. Smith was also honored by his fellow board members, who lauded his work as a supervisor, a mentor, and a friend. Mark Lovelace said losing Smith is like the dad leaving the room and leaving the kids to figure things out for themselves, while Board Chair Virginia Bass recounted how Smith always reminded her that as an elected official, she needed skin like an elephant's hide, and that the greatest virtue is to care for the community and your constituents. You can hear Jimmy on his final talk shop appearance that will air on August 8th right here on KINS News Radio. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Brown has put his signature to a piece of legislation authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough. The bill, AB 1812, will help local microbreweries and craft brewers and will go into effect on January 1st. Microbrewers and craft beer makers regularly use wooden barrels to age their beers, and many of those wooden barrels are recycled, having been used in the making of wines or distilled spirits. Chesbrough's bill protects brewers from having to relabel their products because of the barrels used, and Chesbrough said in a statement that the North Coast is a national destination for those who enjoy craft beer tours, and it's an industry that has a huge economic impact on the state as well as great growth potential. The city of Fortuna held a public meeting last night to discuss the water tank project and to update city residents on where that project stands. A representative from DN Tanks, the firm that is building the new tank, as well as representatives from Wallen Construction were on hand to answer questions. Wallen Construction's got an okay from neighborhood residents to extend construction work hours if necessary from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. until the project is completed. The project is currently on schedule despite heavy rains last week, and once the site is prepared, DN Tanks will install the new water tank. Deanne also sent residents home with color palettes to help decide what color the new tank will be painted. The city is currently using temporary water tanks set up on site, and new road services will be constructed once the heavy equipment work is completed. And that's the North Coast News on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.